Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
To every car owner who has ever said,
please, no more car payments,
take the drive.
The men and women at Berlin 200,000 Mile Shops introduced the drive for 200,000 miles.
It's custom tailored to deliver every useful mile that was built into your car.
Imagine getting 200,000 mile warranties on brakes, mufflers, and tires.
You heard it right. Merlin gives you 200,000 mile warranties on tires, brakes, and mufflers.
If you're not on Merlin's drive for 200,000 miles, you could find yourself on the road to more car payments before you know it.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are here to say there are better places for your money.
Like vacations, college tuition, or home remodeling.
Merlin invites you to make a right turn.
That's the turn into the Merlin 200,000 mile shop nearest you.
Merlin. More life for you and your car.
Buy four qualifying General tires and get up to a $70 rebate. When you use your Car Care One credit card, you can get an extra $100 up a $170 rebate on tires. Visit Merlin today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn on a firework
on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves regular season will wrap up at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4. Coach Q has made his decision. Starting goalie for Game 2, Corey Crawford. He said it was a no-brainer to have Crawford back in net when the Hawks and Predators play in Game 2 tomorrow night in Nashville. Q also said any lineup changes are not likely. Tonight, the Wild and the Blues get their series started in St. Louis. NBA, the Bulls with an off day today. They open up their playoff series with Milwaukee Saturday at the UC. Also this weekend in the East, Toronto hosts Washington. Boston travels to Cleveland, and the Nets play at Atlanta. MLB, both teams are off today. The Cubs host the Padres tomorrow afternoon. The White Sox open up a weekend series in Detroit. The Sox have also sent Jake Petrichka to AAA Charlotte on a rehab assignment. A couple games going on right now in Major League Baseball. The Twins leading the Royals 5-3 in the top of the sixth out in Minnesota. And after four, the Cardinals and the Brewers are scoreless down in St. Louis. Our PGA play, RBC Heritage at Harbortown. Sangmoon Bay in the clubhouse with a 4-under-67. Your leader, Kevin Kisner, is one shot off after 3-under-68. Jordan Spieth is one over after eight holes. And the NFL will reinstate Adrian Peterson tomorrow, which means he can fully participate in all team activities. This scoreboard update brought to you by Scott's Turf Builder, Weed and Feed. And here's something cool for you. Join 670 The Score for Talking Cubs with Jake Arrieta series. It's tonight at Red Ivy in Chicago from 7 to 8 p.m. Come on out and meet Jake Arrieta for an autograph. You get the inside scoop on the Northsiders. It's Talking Cubs with Jake, presented by Budweiser. Great times are waiting. Grab some buds. It's also brought to you by Atlantis Limousines. And I'll be out there, too, with Jake. Should be a good time tonight, 7 to 8, out of Red Ivy in Chicago. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning. That's the pregame show when the Sox take on the Tigers on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
From North Carolina, standing 6'9", number 44, Sam Perkins.
Perkins over Peterson.
Sam Perkins.
Perkins has 20 points. And make it 22. There's Mr. Perkins. Sam Perkins has 36. Sam Perkins for 41 on that jumper. He has 45 points, shattering his career high of 32. He set at 86 also against the Warriors.
You see the clock running down.
Oh, my God.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At 204 Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Boers and Brinson, he asked, why are you playing those highlights?
Well, it's because we're going out to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And you know what Sam Perkins is?
What is it?
He is, before we knew the term stretch four, he was a stretch four.
Stretch four.
Before stretch fours were fashionable, before it was cool, this guy was doing it just to do it. What's up, Sam? How are you?
Can you believe that? I mean, it's just crazy how terminology is mixed in with basketball. And stretch four, I never heard of that before ever in my life.
Yeah, now everybody's got to have one, and now they go over to Estonia or the Ukraine, and they find one. And sure enough, you were doing that for Bobby Knight's Olympic team, for Dean Smith, and then for a ton of NBA teams for like 20 years.
You can go right in Brooklyn and find one, just where I was.
So, you are literally carrying a torch right now, 100 days from lighting the cauldron to start the 2015 World Games in L.A. for the Special Olympics, which I know is very important to you. So tell us about what you're doing.
Well, as you mentioned, it's also a kickoff for awareness for Special Olympics. We have our World Games coming up in July in L.A., and running with the torch is a symbolization of that because of the fact that we want awareness and we want people to come from all over and join us in our efforts in making it a special event. In L.A. and with our Special Olympic athletes. And by doing that, they can take part in the relay, running with the torch, actually run, touch, or whatever they want to do. But at the same time, I'll be running in June 25th in Dallas and with some friends of mine and hopefully my daughters. But anyone can participate by going to unifiedrelay.org and see what's going on, where the torch is going to be near you, in what state, and they can join our efforts and volunteer if they go to that website, unifiedrelay.org, and it starts May 26th, the relay does, and we'll go from state to state, and we'll wind up in L.A., so it's going to be a great summer for our special athletes, Special Olympic athletes, and it's going to be for a great cause, and it's going to be a good time. But as a board member, I'm just being part of it because I enjoy my association with the athletes and to raise awareness about intellectual disabilities and try to include them on the mainstream of life.
Now, you mentioned you're doing it in Dallas, and you've had, you know, so many like careers within a career here, and important games and playoff games with these teams, with Dallas for 6 years, and then the Lakers, and then the long run in Seattle, and then still near the end with the effective play in Indiana and taking on some of those Bulls teams. With which franchise do you think, and I know we're still working with the Pacers after that, with which franchise do you feel closest?
Well, I had fond memories in Dallas, but that started it. But I think the closest was probably Seattle because I've gotten tuned with the community and started doing a lot of things that I didn't do in L.A., like read a book. And and I had so much time on my hands because it was raining so much out there that I got acclimated. And I really enjoyed my time there, and I learned a lot from Coach Carl. And he's the one who implemented the stretch type of offense. And so at the same time, we had great players. I enjoyed playing with everybody. But Detlef and Sean and Gary, Hershey, Kendall, these guys were great teammates. And Indiana was probably a topping of like a just a replica of what I've done with all the teams, because we were very solid with point guard, Mark Jackson, Reggie Miller, the Davis brothers, Dale and Antonio, and then Rick Smith and Chris Mullin on that team too. So it was just a great rapport of players, and I enjoyed all my time with all of them.
I would assume, too, because we saw such an outpouring by his former players at Dean Smith. I mean, I would assume your relationship with him, because it seems, Sam, that everybody that played for Dean Smith had that kind of relationship with him.
Right, and they did. And well, you would probably catch us saying the same thing, only in a different way, but end up, you know, with great admiration for Coach Smith. And I guess in return, I guess they say he got by paying us finally, you know, from the NCAAs and with a thank you note on it and giving us a check and that amount to everybody. It was just surreal, and I had to step back and really think about it, because he was you just can't believe it. It wasn't expected of him, but he did it anyway, and that's the kind of coach or individual he was. If you didn't meet him, shame on everybody, but I think he was very adored by everyone.
I want to say it was Dante Calabria that actually tweeted a picture of the letter he got from the executors of the Dean Smith estate, and it was $200. It wasn't just, you know, $200 for every letterman that he coached, and it was with a note, go enjoy a nice dinner out. I thought that was the cute touch there. It wasn't just a chunk of cash. He specifically wanted you to go and raise a glass and have a nice dinner out. Have you done it yet?
No, I haven't. But I think I will always think about him when I'm having dinner or anything like that. But the $200 and the check and the note from the trust will probably be embossed or framed, because, you know, I have daughters and I keep preaching about this man, and I keep saying whatever I do, I try to include something I took from him. And so this will be pictured on a wall, and hopefully when I'm gone, they can see that, because they know it's a thread of for a lot of people, and hopefully this they can remember it as well.
I was amazed, because the Dean Smith thing they did on, I want to say it was HBO, right? It was a
show. I saw that.
Yeah, it was just terrific. And even Michael Jordan, you know, I deal with Michael Jordan for a long time, and we all know the other side of Michael Jordan, like he's inducted in the Hall of Fame, something like he wanted to shoot everybody. But even Michael Jordan, you know, when it came to Dean Smith, Sam, was such a softy about it. I mean, just an amazing part to see that side of Michael again, because a lot of times now we don't see that side of Michael, and I know damn well it exists.
Well, it did. It does exist. But if you went to the Hall of Fame, you would say, "What? Who is this guy?" You know. But or who is this guy on HBO? But the thing about it is that he took time with everybody, not just the starters, but the last guy on the bench. He treated treated everybody the same, basically. And he brought different backgrounds and different cultures to that one team, and we gelled together. I mean, I'm from New York, and I'm rooming with a manager, or the next time I'm rooming with somebody from North Carolina who talks way different from me and chews on straw, and I'm chewing on gum, and it was different worlds colliding. But once we got to know each other on that court, everything seemed to go in place for each other.
We started the interview by talking about the modern game, and I'm wondering, when you turn on the TV now to really sit down and watch NBA ball, what's appointment television for you, either teams or players, when you say, this I got to see?
It's now players, to tell you the truth, with the exception of Golden State and San Antonio. There's so many, you know, disparity in talent, and that's probably because of the draft and drafting young players. You're hoping and waiting for their upside to kick in. One guy that came in and is doing very well, he's been improving each year, was Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
And other than that, you'll see the progressions of guys who kind of faltered and somewhat out of the league, or, you know, going down and back and forth to the D League. But I think those two teams that I mentioned earlier are fun to watch, or it's just they give you a different scope of basketball. One is not wild, but they just have an unorthodox way of scoring and playing, while the other team, San Antonio, is just grounded and always going downhill and on the attack. So I enjoy watching those two teams.
And what about LeBron? As we get ready, we'll let you go. What about LeBron?
Well, I do enjoy watching him. He's like the statesman of the league, whether you want him to be or not. He's always chiming in on everybody's tweet or something like that. But he's a catalyst too, and wherever he goes, he wants his team to play like him. There was a guy I played with, Magic Johnson. You had to be on his level to play every night. And I don't think LeBron commands that, but I think he has the potential of doing that. So when players get on the court with him, you almost have to be in sync with him. If not, he'll take over. And Magic, a couple of times, has done that as well in his own way. But I do enjoy watching him, especially when he was with Miami, because everybody wanted to beat them so bad.
Mm-hmm. You see this story yesterday, and I don't know if you saw the video. Steph Curry in practice. Okay, this was a report that was later confirmed. Just working his way around the arc with an assistant coach passing to him, made 94 out of 100 three-pointers, including 77 in a row. And I initially thought there's absolutely no human way possible that he could accomplish that. But it has been confirmed by multiple eyewitnesses.
Well, I did that it took me a month. But
77 in a row, dude.
That is phenomenal. I mean, I don't understand why he's shooting that much, because he has to save some of those for the playoffs. But it goes to show you what talent he has. Either he gets it from his father, or he just has an innate way of shooting threes. But that, you know, when you hear about things about that and somebody actually practicing, you appreciate what he does, and it goes to show you, it goes into his game that he does what he do every night, and he plays to that almost perfect perfection of playing ball.
If people want more information on the Special Olympics and the Torch Relay, they can go to unifiedrelay.org. Show your support with the hashtag Unified Relay. Board member Sam Perkins has been our guest. This was fun, Sam. We appreciate your time.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Sam Perkins, that's good work. That's a great organization to be involved with. So obviously, you know, I'm happy for him. He seems very happy, doesn't he?
And that is the greatest phone line I think we've ever had.
Yes, it is. We're gonna wherever that phone line is, we're keeping.
Give everybody Sam Perkins' phone from here on
except
in.
Except that guy from Indiana. Him on that. Don't put him on that line. That's a hell of a line.
We're Boers and Bernstein, and we're at Jimmy Green's, 825 South State. This is our joint, man. This is South Loop's favorite bar and grill. It is certainly that
the world's number one golfer.
It's that dude's favorite bar and grill. They got over 40 big screen TVs, over 20 local brews, and our guy Jeff, fabulous food, convivial atmosphere, and we are here for you today.
Knock it off, dumbass.
So stop on out here in South Loop, and you might just win some Cub tickets. We have a lot more to come, including the second half, and who you crapping at 5 on the Score.
Tickets for the Score Celebrity Roast of Patrick Manley are going fast.
Yeah, get yours now, because you don't want to miss this, although it could get ugly.
Witness Score history as it happens when we salute Score rookie and 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manley. Roasters include Dan Bernstein, Matt Spiegel, Nick